brought to you by Penguin. Your Journey, Your Way. How to Make the Mental Health System Work for You. Written and read by me, Horatio Clare. Disclaimer. The information in this audiobook has been compiled as general guidance on specific subjects addressed. It is not a substitute and not to be relied on for medical, healthcare, or pharmaceutical professional advice. Please consult your GP before changing, stopping, or starting any medical treatment. So far as the author is aware, the information given is correct and up to date as at January 2024. Practice, laws, and regulations all change, and the listener should obtain up-to-date professional advice on any such issues. The author and publishers disclaim, as far as the law allows, any liability arising directly or indirectly from the use or misuse of the information contained in this book. Having said all of which, this audiobook is for you, dear listener, in belief and solidarity. Introduction. This book is for anyone who suffers from mental health troubles and for anyone who cares for someone who does. Whether your interest is in anxiety or psychosis, clinical depression, insomnia, self-harm, an eating disorder, or any one of many conditions of the mind and brain which can be hell to endure and hell to witness, you find yourself at a fascinating and dicey moment in how we understand and treat mental health. The good news is there is no condition from which we suffer which cannot be helped to some degree, great or small. There are effective treatments, some novel, some established, and many just coming into practice, for pretty well everything. Every sufferer, indeed every human being, is on a spectrum which runs from very mentally ill to perfectly mentally well, and we do know how to move people along these paths, perhaps a short way, perhaps a significant distance, in a positive direction. The bad news is that a great many of us, perhaps most of us, do not know which treatments will best suit us, and many of us cannot access the care and support we need. There is a vast amount of information and advice available, but unless you are a specialist professional, it can be impossible to know what is accurate, what is relevant, and what applies to you. A great deal of what you will find on the internet is outdated, confusing, or simply wrong. This book is a guide to the latest developments in the understanding and treatment of mental health. It explains how to go about helping yourself or someone close to you whom you are worried about. It is journalistic in that it is accurate, unbiased, and has no agenda beyond public service. It explains how mental health treatment models can work and how they fail, examining their assumptions and mechanisms. And it is written in the certain knowledge that accurate and up-to-date ways of seeing and understanding and treating mental health can really, truly help. For example, should you read this book before you next meet a doctor, psychiatrist, or social worker, you will know something of how they think about you and your condition, what their options are, and how they make their decisions. If you find, having read it, that you know more about what can and might work for you than they do, that should not be surprising. Most practitioners will not know the nuances and specifics of your unique individual condition as well as you do. Most practitioners do not have the time to keep abreast of all the developments in an enormously wide field which spans psychiatry and psychology. Most practitioners do not have access to the leading and most expert researchers and clinicians whose insights and recommendations are the meat of this book. Most of us find ourselves caught somewhere between whatever services our local NHS trust can provide, which can be good, or patchy, or inconsistent, or plain inadequate, whatever support we might be able to pay for, i.e. going to a private therapist, assuming one is available, and assuming we can afford one, which many of us cannot, and the infinite uncertainties of whatever we might find on the internet. This is a hard enough place to be for those of us who are well, and perhaps looking to help and support someone close to us. And it is a truly horrible place to be if you are the one who is suffering. I have been in both of these positions, and to some degree I always will be. I have a mental health condition.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?